This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lee, I've heard you talking about this this morning, obviously, the sinkhole.
Yeah.
Opening up on Garlington Road.
Yeah, right down the road from us here.
Yeah, exactly. My route to work.
Now, sorry about that. I was wondering if that was going to impact you because I'm coming from the other direction. So, and it's funny, the road close signs are right there in front of our office. And I, you know, was just able to get into the parking lot there. So,
yeah, me too. If you're wondering what we're talking about, a sinkhole has partially closed Garlington Road between Roper Mountain Road and Woodruff Road. Right. So, like, I had to go all the way around to Woodruff Road and come in the front way, via Woodruff. So, if you take Garlington, you know, again, between Roper Mountain Road and Woodruff Road, you don't want to. And, look, we're really grateful that nobody's hurt here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that it was discovered, you know, in a short safe way. And, anyway, South Carolina Department of Transportation expects the road to stay closed. They're saying until today, but it's SCDOT, so might want to quadruple whatever the time estimate is for the repairs. Just saying. But anyway, crews began working to clear the area on Saturday. They're telling drivers to avoid the area until further notice. So if you're headed in to work this morning and you need to take that route, Garlington Road, you know, maybe you're going Garlington Road to Woodruff or something, know that you're going to have to drive around and everybody else is too. And That little road handles a ton of traffic.
Yeah, it does.
Surprising amount.
Yeah. Well, once again, though, as far as Garlington Road is concerned, from Pelham Road down to Roper Mountain Road, that's still clear. But obviously between here, Woodruff Road and Roper Mountain Road, that's where the closure is, right there where the 385 bridge is. Yeah.
Starts with the gas station right there, I think the Sphinx, is like on the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can still get to the Sphinx. I don't want to kill their business for the day.
Yeah.
You can still get to the Sphinx. If you come in off Roper Mountain Road, for instance, but the problem is if you turn around the corner and try to go down Garlington, you're not going to get very far.
I wonder what the GE folks are going to do today.
I was wondering that. In fact, as I was going around, I was seeing some of those trucks arrive, you know, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I was seeing people, you could tell they were doing the divert with me. So.
Because that big GE plant where they build the gas turbines, that's right down the road from us here.
Yeah.
So, and that's in that area.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm guessing there's got to be another entrance, right?
Yeah.
So, and I don't know. So somebody will text me in 3, 2, 1.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I know several of their engineers and workers listen. So.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of South Carolina stuff, Nancy Mace lit up Clemson. Did you hear this? And there was some confusion. Libs of TikTok, which is a huge account on X, massive, massive reach, much bigger than most news organizations like CNN and even Fox News, huge reach, blistered Clemson after a menu of gender options appeared to be connected to Clemson. 15 gender options. So many options. I guess Libs of TikTok thought it was a production of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
But actually it's a vendor that works for Clemson, but yes, does provide services. I think it was a medical vendor, does provide services to students,
right. But it wasn't the university itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she got it. She put up Nancy Mace put up the TikTok video and boy, did that go down fast. Cause that just does not fly here. 15 gender menu options, even if it is an outside contractor, she's saying not a good deal.
Hey, everyone. Just learned this morning from Libs of TikTok, not from your state legislature, that Clemson University in South Carolina has 15 genders on one of their applications. If you recall, a few weeks ago, I discovered that the University of South Carolina had 13 genders. Within 48 hours of me exposing this form, they narrowed it down to 2 since there are only 2 genders. So I just left a message for Clemson University President James Clement. I also sent him a text. demanding an answer on this, because if it were me and Clemson University had 15 genders, they would not get a dime from the state of South Carolina. I am encouraging him to fix this and fix it fast, because we want to make sure South Carolina is following science and not some radical, woke, leftist, lunatic ideology. Not on my watch. Oh, let me read some of this to you as well. I need my glasses for this. Agender. Cis female. Cis male. Is that what they mean by normal female on their form? You can't just pick female. You can't just pick female on the Clemson form. You're cis female or cis male. Guess what, Clemson? President James Clement. Cis female. Cis is a slur, okay? Women are women. Men are men. Gender nonconforming.
And she goes on. No. She has a child who attends University of South Carolina.
Which she said also did this.
Yes. And that in that case, they did. 13 genders to choose from on your dormitory application. And that was from the school. So I think she thought this was the, you know, this was the same thing, but it was an outside vendor. But just whatever the case, if you're working for Clemson and you're face forward and you're offering 15 gender options, they got that taken down quickly. 13 genders. Among them, genderqueer, man, intersex, two-spirit. Okay.
I still don't know what any of that means, and I have very little interest in trying to figure it out, but I still don't have any idea what some of these things are.
Well, I know, and it's if you look at the University of South Carolina one that she was talking about a few weeks ago, intersex and intersex man, two separate genders. Gender nonconforming. Okay, wait. There's three of them. Intersex, intersex man, intersex woman. I, you know what? I can't even do this morning. It's too early on a Monday.
I get confused at a four-way stop at an intersection. So.
I know. And you really only have like two options,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I'm not meant to live in this world. Okay. How do we ever get by with just two genders, Lee? I don't know how we did it.
It's been done since Adam and Eve. So, and it's still going strong, but anyway.
Okay. Meanwhile, do you see this whole Shedeur Sanders situation?
Yeah.
What do you just real quickly? Because I know you follow football closer than I do. I'm not going to pretend to be a sports expert, right? But I did think it was interesting. I mean, everyone thought he would be, you know, quarterback drafted top five, right?
Yeah, right.
And he ends up getting knocked back to 144, and everybody trying to reason out why that is. What's your theory on it?
The thing is, from what I've read and heard and understood about this is, you know, obviously the interest is because it is Deion Sanders' son.
Yeah.
That's the big thing there. And I was talking with Rob Brown about this last week from the Fan Upstate here. And there's a concern that a lot of folks had because of the record that he has as a quarterback that, you know, he's not won. I mean, they've won games, yes, at Colorado, but they haven't won any championships, is my understanding. And so they were wondering, why is this particular individual looked at so highly? Is it all because of the hype of his father, who is the coach?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what is it? Is it going to be done on his merit or on his family background? And I think that's sort of where this whole argument was coming from. You know, obviously the entertainment value of college sports now is very important. You want individuals that are going to spark controversy and ticket sales and attention. And maybe that's why they thought he should be so highly regarded, even though there's not that many victories and no championships that he has on his record.
Yeah, the record is 71.8% completion rate for over 7,000 yards at Colorado, led his team to back-to-back winning seasons, but you're right, not championships. So
I mean, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it.
But there's a lot of good quarterbacks, and it's the great ones that get drafted way up there in the NFL draft from college to pro.
Some folks saying, too, that part of the problem might have been that his dad is coaching, and he is very flamboyant and showy, and they didn't want to deal with a twofer.
Which I think is very – interesting for the NFL because they, for certain individuals that are flamboyant and controversial, they're perfectly fine and willing to give them the platform and the stage. But others that are doing that are looked down upon. And, you know, I don't know.
Then somebody, you know, somebody throws race into the, onto the fire. Because why not?
Yeah.
Right. But again, that sure didn't show slow his dad down.
Nope,
so
not at all.
I think that I saw that this week and I'm like, that's a bit of a stretch at this point in the NFL, really. But yeah, and it didn't help with the prank phone call over the weekend, which, by the way, is the number one story in the whole country.
Yeah,
right now.
We ran that at I think at the 6 o'clock hour. That was just
not nice.
I mean, the coach's son, a coach's son, not the coach. I think it's one of the coach's sons, but. Please.
And look,
this, the 70s making prank calls?
I know. Who does that? And it was just next level dumb because it was a special phone number that he had been given just for the NFL draft, okay? So there's like not a lot of people who have that number. They're going to figure out real fast.
Real fast, yeah.
Who made the phone call. And of course, you know, they did. And so he had to apologize, but it was a prank call, basically mocking him. Hey, you finally got selected, essentially, was the idea of it. But, you know, we'll see. Hey, look, maybe this will give the guy a burn to really prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Worked out great for Brady, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And who were the other people drafted that year?
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you. No, nobody knows. Okay, so there you go. But that's what that's all about. All right. Coming up on the show, so much stuff going on. Oh my gosh, judges gone wild. Democrats asserting the right to break whatever laws they like, and they expect Trump to not only let them, but to go along with it. He says he will not. All that coming up.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.